Today's interview starts with a story. I received an email from one of our members a little bit after she joined us a couple of months, and I would like to read it to you before I introduce who we're going to be speaking to today. And so this is what today's guest actually sent me. She said, "Thanks for checking in. I'm so happy with my choice to join Top Music. I've used a couple of discounts already and have received help with a question on the forums. I'm planning to work through the Notebook Beginners course first. I'm excited by it. I've already printed all the pages that go with it. I've listened to several podcasts that have given me some really great ideas and have helped me not be afraid to let myself be a great piano teacher. I've always thought of myself as an alright teacher who maybe didn't know all the right ways to do things. I never really took myself too seriously because I felt a little out of my element and kind of like a fraud, mostly because I'm not a professional concert pianist. But I'm learning in a big way that I can be a great teacher of music, and perhaps I'm already a better teacher than I even let myself consider. I think the thing that I've come to realize in my short time of being a part of this community is that I am not alone. It seems so cliche to say that, and honestly, I didn't realize I even felt that way. After getting such a warm welcome and having my questions taken seriously, I feel like I'm actually going to make some major strides in becoming the piano teacher I really wish to be. I can't say thank you enough." The reason I wanted to invite Kara, who wrote that beautiful email to us, on the show today was just to talk about some of the challenges that she's experienced and what brought her to join Top Music Pro and how we've been able to help her. And I've already recorded the interview as I'm recording this introduction, and it was just so beautiful to hear all that Kara has achieved. And you'll be absolutely blown away with the transformation she's had in her own mind and mindset since becoming a member. It really is quite revolutionary. Now, as you're listening to today's interview, if you're not a member, I want you to consider joining us, and I'm going to give you an offer for 14 days free trial of Top Music Pro on our studio plan. That gets you all our discounts, all 30 plus of our courses, full access to our forums and our app, and everything that you need, including our free sheet music. It's an absolutely winning opportunity, and I think if you're not a member yet, by the time you finish listening to my interview with Kara today, you're definitely going to want to give it a try. So if you are interested in that, I want you to head over to topmusic.co/Kara. That's Kara spelt with a K, K-A-R-A, topmusic.co/Kara. And that's going to let you get access for 14 days on a free trial of Top Music Pro Studio. So my guest today had her first piano lesson when she was 7 years old. And since then, she's learned to play the ukulele, the guitar, and the organ. She's a relative newcomer to piano teaching, really. She began teaching in 2006 to just a few friends. In 2014, she decided to start building what has since become a professional and successful studio. She teaches piano because she loves music and wants to share that with others. And her biggest hope as a teacher is to create a place for her students to have fun and learn how to make music an extension of themselves. Welcome to the show, Kara. It's so great to have a member on the show again. How are you going?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So why don't you start by introducing yourself? Let us know where you're based and what your studio looks like at the moment.
Well, I teach in Utah in the United States, and I have been teaching since, 2006. Mm-hmm. Mostly I was just teaching friends, people who were like, please teach me piano, right? And then in 2014, I decided maybe I should start a studio and make it a thing. And so I did. And I've been teaching ever since. And currently right now, I actually only have 4 students right now because of COVID. I think people are struggling. But
so was your studio bigger before the pandemic hit?
It was not a ton bigger. I had 11 students plus 2 of my own kids. Mm-hmm. So I count them as students, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I give you credit for teaching your own kids. Yes. I tried it. It's very hard.
They do.
What was it that made you decide to, you called it make it a thing, when you went from kind of a hobby teacher to a more professional one, perhaps?
I really wanted to make a difference. And when I was just doing it for my friends, I didn't take myself too seriously. You know what I mean? I just was like, oh, I'm not that good, so I'll just teach you on the side or whatever. And then one day I was like, no, guess what? We're going to do this. And I think partly because my kids had grown up a little bit, so I had a little more time to do it. And I just really decided I really enjoyed it. I really love teaching piano. So
Can you think of a couple of things that changed when you changed that mindset back then? Like, did you start sort of billing more seriously or setting up policies, or what changed?
Well, I think the biggest thing was I started teaching kids of people that I didn't know really well. And so I had to be a little more professional. I had to send out like invoices, and it couldn't just be like, pay me every month. You know what I mean? It kind of had to be a little more professional. And I think that's kind of really what made me shift, was I started teaching people that I didn't personally know super well.
Mm. How did those people find you, given that the initial students you were teaching were all connections?
You know, the reason why I started teaching those people, they heard me play at church. I play in my church a little bit. And so they came up to me and asked me if I taught, first of all. And I said I did. And then they were like, oh, well, could you teach so-and-so, my kid? And then their friends told their friends. So I really didn't do any advertising. I didn't even like put it on Facebook or anything. I didn't say anything. It mostly came into my lap a little bit. So
that's cool. And at the moment, are you looking to grow bigger, or are you comfortable with where you are?
Well, I would like probably more than 4 students.
Right.
I am comfortable with around 10 or 11, though. I think that's good for me right now. I think I've still got a couple elementary school kids of my own, and I kind of want to wait until I'm not doing homework and stuff after school with kids before I really branch out. Although my newest idea is I really want to start teaching adults, and I really want to start teaching them during the day.
During the day.
They're at school. Yeah. Mm. So that's kind of where I'm focusing right now, trying to figure how to do that.
Right. It's great that you've got these plans for what you want to achieve and things too. I remember when I started, I had a couple of quite elderly seniors that I taught.
Oh, really?
And I loved it. It was great because they were so into it. They were so flexible with time. You could teach them at just about any time of the day. And they were just lovely. So if you can find those people, I can't remember how I found that person. I think it probably was a contact. It would have been a friend of a friend's mum or something, probably.
Right.
it is certainly another area of the market that can expand the times that, you know, we're so restricted by that after school time if we only teach children and we only teach in person too. So you joined Top Music Pro last November, and it's currently, well, we're just in February now, 2021, and you joined on our studio plan. What were your biggest worries and struggles at the time? If you could take us back when you joined, what was going through your head? What things were playing on your mind?
Well, I think one of the biggest things, obviously, was the pandemic. It really threw me for a loop as far as how do I teach piano, you know? And I had seen your website years before, and I have always thought about maybe joining, but I was like, I don't know. And then finally I was like, you know what? I really need some extra help with this pandemic. I just couldn't figure out how to make it work. I didn't want to give up on my kids. You know what I mean? I didn't want to leave them just, I'll let you know when I start teaching again. I really didn't want to do that. And so I thought, what better time to join than when I really need that extra help? So that was kind of what pushed me over the edge a little bit.
Right. Yeah, really interesting, because a lot of listeners, I'm sure, will be in that same position where they've listened to the show for a while, they've read blog posts, they've known about what's going on, but they haven't had that impetus to make the leap. So I'm keen to unpack that a little bit more later on. When you did come and join us, we were obviously able to offer you some of the guidance that you needed when you needed it, and also that community. Was there a point, you mentioned that you didn't want to say to your kids, look, I might have to stop teaching, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Was there a point where you're actually considering, I might have to go and do a different job?
Well, when everything shut down. So we were able to teach in person. I was able to teach in person up until about the middle of March, 2020. Mm-hmm. And then I think it was on like the 17th. It was like the day that you'll always remember, right?
Yeah, yeah.
17th of March when everything shut down. And at that point I didn't have any, I had no plan B.
Right.
And so I did have to say to my students, guess what? I can't teach. And that was so heartbreaking for me.
Mm.
Strangely, actually, I was a little surprised at how hard it was for me to tell them that I couldn't teach. And so I went through, I did April, May, and June. I don't usually teach over the summer a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't teach those times. I had to refund money, and I was really, it was starting to get a little scary for me.
Right.
Because I rely on that income. And so I decided I was going to figure something out. So all summer, I spent a lot of time researching and trying to figure out. I bought a whole bunch of new equipment and tried to figure out how to do this. And your website actually was very helpful in that journey as well. And then finally in November, I was like, I just need to join.
Make it a lot easier for yourself.
Yes.
So just to confirm, because I didn't pick this up earlier, Kara, when the initial lockdown happened, you didn't move instantly online. You just said,
no.
Guys, I'm really sorry. I'm not going to be able to teach you. Is that right?
Yes. I stopped teaching. I think in the beginning, and I don't know if this is true everywhere, but where we are, they did not expect it to last this long.
Right.
And I remember being told, oh, it'll probably be a couple weeks, couple months at the most. Like that was, and so I thought, I'll just quit for a minute.
I see. What I mean? Yeah.
I did not foresee the whole year stopping. And so I, in fact, did say temporarily, I will stop. And then when it kept going, I just didn't feel like I could start back up.
Right.
Because I didn't have anything to start with.
Now I understand why you dropped 5 students. Is of course that yes. would happen because you've had to bring those other ones back.
Yes.
I understand
Which
now.
Was really kind of an interesting experiment.
how so?
Because I went to online. I've only taught in person before.
Hmm.
And I have 2 of my students were quite young, 7-year-olds. And the mom was like, I cannot do online school and online piano and online. I think she works too.
Mm.
And so that was one of the reasons why those 2 weren't coming back. But she's like, save me a spot. And I'm like, well, I'll do what I can, but we'll see.
I feel like we missed out with you, Kara, because all through April, May, and June, all we were doing was helping all our members start teaching online. I'm really sorry we missed it.
I actually did see a lot of that after the fact. Honestly, part of my problem too was the school shut down and I've got 3 kids. And so I became an at-home school teacher overnight.
Mm.
And so I was really focused on that. So it was kind of a good thing that I wasn't teaching piano at the time, but I don't know. It would have been a lot to figure out all at once.
Absolutely. How did you find out about the membership? Can you remember when you said you knew about it for a little while. Do you remember what are some of the things that brought you to know about it?
Well, I knew about your website, but I wasn't aware of the membership until I watched I was in one of your webinars. I don't remember which one it was.
Yeah. I can't remember which one. Okay.
But I watched the webinar. It might've been the chords one, the jazz one.
What? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Around November. That would have been. Yes.
Yeah. And I watched that and there was all the deals at the end and I was like, yeah, maybe I should. Yeah. let's do that. Why not?
And so what were your first experiences inside the membership like? Can you remember?
I logged on and I expected to just sort of see like a podcast section and like a lesson section and that's it. And so when I logged on and I realized there was a whole, what do you call it? The roadmap.
mm-hmm.
where it steps you through everything. I was so impressed, and I jumped right on that. I am a checklist person.
Yes.
I love marking boxes. I love following the rules exactly. And so that was a perfect thing for me to get started. And it took the stress out of trying to find what I needed to find, because it just brought it right to me. And so, and the other thing that I was really excited about was there was way, way more material on the website than I had even anticipated.
Wow.
Topics about everything that you can think of. I was so surprised. So that was really exciting for me.
Yeah. And look, one of the challenges we always have inside the membership is helping people work out where to go to find what they need, because it is like Beauty and the Beast, you know, yeah, entering the Beast library, right? There is this, right? This is exactly. Walls of information there.
Drinking from a fire hose.
Exactly, exactly.
And I was like, ah!
So I'm really glad that you found the roadmap that was able to step you through, because, yeah, we've got almost 35 courses now covering just about everything, including all the business, yeah, and the pedagogy. And, you know, we're, you know, continuing to listen to the members and see what they need next. So that's great to hear that was your first experience. And for someone who hasn't been a member, how would you explain what it's like?
Well, I feel like for me, it's like going to your favorite all-in-one stop shopping store. Like if you love Target or Walmart, I don't know what kind of shops or stores.
We know those ones. Yeah.
And you go in and everything that you ever have wanted to like participate in or buy is all there, and it's all just one fee. So
yeah,
once you
walk
in
out
there,
with anything,
you can take whatever you want. So yeah. And I love piano. I love music. And so it really is just like a kid in the candy store for me. I'm like, ooh, I want to read that next. And I want to see that next. And so I like that you have that link where you can save your favorites over on the side so that I can kind of set aside for there. Cause I find things in there was like, I don't remember how I found it, you know?
Yes.
But it's a good thing to have that favorites place.
Yeah. I really enjoyed when we got that, cause it did become very useful, and being, yes, able to track your course progress as well.
Yes,
people find
that
really useful, and to jump back in, you know, pick up where you left off kind of thing. Yeah.
Yes.
So looking at where you are now and where you were before, could you describe that transformation that you've enjoyed since becoming a member, whether that's with your studio or just your mindset?
Yes, I actually had a pretty incredible experience when I first started exploring. I came across your article about the imposter syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was reading it, I swear it was you were writing my story. Like every single thing I was like, oh, that's me. Oh, that's me. Oh, that's me. And I stepped back and I was so surprised, because I didn't realize I was even feeling that way necessarily. I just figured it was a fact that everyone else knew what they were doing, and I just sort of did.
Mm.
And so when I read that article and I learned that I'm not the only one who often feels like they maybe don't know exactly what they're doing all the time, or that I'll do a lot of things wrong and that's okay because I'll learn as I do them. That was huge, huge, huge for me. And one of the other things that happened is I was going through the roadmap and it says to post in the forum. And so I did. And I am, first of all, let me explain this a little. I am a solo flyer, like 100%. If I can do it myself, I do. And if I can't, I figure out how. In fact, I will like read 50 books before I'll ask somebody for help.
Wow.
And I know this is like, it's not a good thing. But I went in and I was like, oh, okay, fine. I'll post to the forum. It'll be fine.
All right. If I have to.
Because I had to check the box, right?
Yeah.
I'm a box checker. I had to be able to check the box. So I posted in the forum, and within like the next day, I had responses, and they were helpful and they were kind and they were encouraging. And I almost started crying. This is a little emotional for me, but I was so relieved that I maybe didn't have to do this by myself. I didn't have to go and read 50 books. I could ask a question. I could go and get help from people who were doing what I was doing, who were struggling with what I was struggling with. And I realized that groups of people doing and working together can be amazing. And so that was huge for me too. Mm. And I learned that here. So
thank you for sharing that. It was really lovely to hear that feeling that you're not alone, because even though we're interacting with people every day in our teaching, we're not connecting with our colleagues in the same way as school teachers do every day and people in office blocks. So that's really magical to hear that. I'm delighted that was, because that's an important thing that we foster inside the membership, is that community. We're a tribe and we love welcoming new people in. So it's not an exclusive tribe. We love welcoming new members in, but we putting our arm around you or holding your hand while you do things. And that's part of the feeling.
I appreciate too that the questions that I have aren't treated lightly, you know. I've been in other situations where you post something and there's just no response, or people give you snide comments like, why would you even ask that? Or, you know, do you not know that already? Stuff like that. And I don't feel that here. I don't feel that in the forum. People are very encouraging and uplifting. And I just so appreciate that.
I was going to ask you what you felt set the membership apart from some of those other places where you could get information, because we're all on Facebook groups and things like that. Had you been to many, you mentioned you're that solo kind of operator. Had you been to many workshops or conferences and things like that before?
Let me think. I haven't done a lot of piano teaching workshops. So I guess the answer to that is no, but I have attended several webinars by other piano organization websites. And so I have done that. I have attended a few webinars and things like that.
Mm. What would you say would be the main difference then between some of those things and what we offer inside the membership?
I think one of the things I like especially is, like I said before, just the sense of community, the idea that when the webinar's over, I can still come back and ask a question about it or look at the discussion about it. It's not just, oh, the webinar's done and they're off on, you know, they're doing their thing and now I'm left to figure out the notes that I wrote down. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
So I really appreciate that. I like being able to come back and chat about it and kind of unpack it and revisit it.
Mm. You mentioned a couple of things that really struck you when you first joined, but was there any particular resource or discount? We've got a lot of those amazing discounts in there, or courses or any of the other features in particular that really stood out as being influential in that transformation in your own mind and confidence?
Yes, actually, there are several. The first thing that really was super helpful for me was the 90-day trial for my music staff. I used to do it all on Google Docs. And when you've got 11 students, right? It works, but it takes 800 years.
Right.
And you make mistakes. And people are like, well, why didn't you post that? And I'm like, well, I did. I'm not that. Anyway, so my music staff, and to have the 90-day trial, because I know they give you, I think, what is it, the 30-day is the regular one?
I think so, yeah.
It gave me enough time to figure out if it would work for my studio. So I really appreciated that. The next thing is the Tonara. I had never heard of Tonara. And so when I think I was listening to a podcast or something and you mentioned it, and I was like, ooh, what's that?
Ooh, yeah.
So I started looking into it. And that was instrumental in getting my studio online, to be able to connect with my kids during the week, or be able to ask them questions or to send them videos or to just see if they were practicing was huge, huge. Because when you're just looking at a computer screen and they're playing and you're trying to interact with them, it's hard. It's different. And so Tonara was super helpful. I have used the Sheet Music Plus discount, and I think those are the main ones.
Yeah, the sheet music, I mean, discounts are just, I mean, money for nothing, really, aren't they? Oh, we get amazing. So much feedback about 20% off this.
One more thing I was going to tell you.
Yeah.
The studio license sheet music that you post every month, that's free.
Oh, Top Music Sheets, yeah.
Yes. Love that.
Fantastic. So yeah, we love putting that together. And, I mean, if there's one thing that helps capture students is just having the right piece at the right time.
Yes.
So, I mean, we're up to volume 12 or something now. We've been going almost a year, I think. And there is just so much music there for our members. So I'm really glad you mentioned that, because we put so much work into those.
I really appreciate
monthly collections. Oh, that's great. And so for people who are listening who don't know, on any of our plans, you can get free book of sheet music every month. And we feature a new composer from around the world who we have a chat to and who we love the music of, and we say, you reckon you can help us out here? And that's just been such a bonus. It's all studio licensed as well, so you can use them in your online lessons and you can use them ongoing as well. So that's Top Music Sheets, available even on our light plan at $10 a month. I mean, hello.
It's worth it.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about price too, because I know a lot of teachers see the cost of subscriptions and memberships and don't know how they're going to afford them sometimes. And you were at a stage in November that you were probably like, I can't really afford perhaps to spend more money. I need more students. So how did you justify that?
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of coming in money, so it was a little tight. One of the reasons why I decided it was a good idea, and not just to justify it, but to consider it a benefit for me, was that when I read that imposter syndrome one, and you talk about getting finding out, learning the answers, finding a mentor, watching other people teach, I thought to myself, well, that's going to cost me a lot of money. Right. And then I looked at, when I was looking through all of your courses and everything, they are so valuable. So I've done the first part of the Notebook for Beginners, and just that alone is worth so much to me, as far as saving me a lot of time and energy and book purchasing for new beginning students. And also, I really liked the option for the tone base. Is that what it's called? Mm. Where you can watch the lessons and the people teaching. I find that super valuable. And I think what I decided, I decided that if I were to go somewhere else and get all of these things separately, it would be way more than what I'm paying here.
Mm.
And not only that, but I would have 12 different accounts billing all in different places, and I wouldn't be able to keep track of it. I'm getting extra with all the podcasts and the articles and the forum, that it's, the value is far and beyond what I paid. So I think it's way worth it.
I'm glad you brought up Tonebase too, because when I first heard about Tonebase, I had to connect with them and see what we could do for our members, because it is such a cool platform. Being able to see, I have lessons with Garrick Olson, and I can't even think of, I mean, there's so many great teachers out there. Leonard Bernstein, was it? Like, I mean, like, incredible teachers teaching and really high quality video production and audio. Mm-hmm. And you can sit there and learn how to finally play a Chopin ballade if you're like super advanced, or a Scarlatti sonata, or just find out how to teach something better. Because as you said before, I learned so much by just watching masterclasses and watching other teachers teach. So yeah, I mean, you mentioned the sum being more than the parts. I mean, a tone-based subscription alone will cost $29. Mm-hmm. And our membership is $39. So, like, no brainer, in my opinion, to get the full access to Tonebase. I think it's great. So lovely to hear that too. So what would you say to someone who is Cara back in May, June, July, August, sitting on the fence, you know about it, and you're considering joining? What would you say?
Oh, you know what? Don't waste any time. I think back then too, I was still so sure that I could just do it on my own. And so one of the things I would say to me is you don't have to do it by yourself. Not only do you have all these resources and amazing deals and all of that, just the idea that I can have a community of people that will help me and stand by me and answer my silly questions and not, you know, judge me for not having, you know, I'm not a concert pianist. So I think that had I known that, I probably would have joined sooner.
Mm. Yeah, the non-judgmental. We certainly aim to be non-judgmental.
You do well.
Thank you. Now I'm going to start wrapping things up in a minute. I just want to hear about what future plans you have. Like, where do you want to go with things? Because I kind of teased that at the start.
Yes.
But was there anything else that you wanted to add about your experience or anything to do with that?
Well, you know, I had, there's a university in Ogden, Weber State University, which I'm fairly close to. And my sister actually teaches piano too. She and I have kind of joined forces a little bit.
Oh, cool.
And she's actually one of my huge mentors because she has a degree in early childhood education. And so she's the one that's helped me learn how to teach and be a teacher. But she was discussing the studio and the things we were trying to do. And with a woman at the university who does the community classes, the adult community classes. And she said, would you want to do like a course? That's maybe online that you could do with the community adult classes that we could offer through the university. And at first I went, wait, what? Me? And then I was like, you know what? Why not? Why not me? You know, if somebody's going to do it, why can't it be me? And so that's kind of where I'm headed. I've bought a whole bunch of video equipment and lights, microphones, and all kinds of crazy things that I never thought I would own. And I'm going to create a new course. And I think, and that's also, I think what got me started of thinking of trying to branch out to adults and teaching adults. When I was in college, I majored in art and I was down in St. George, which is like the place where everyone retires in Utah. So there's all of these retirees auditing classes or clipping out of classes. I can't remember what it's called, but so they would come and they would just take the class, not for the grade. They would just take the class because they wanted to learn how to do the thing. And so it was me and one other college age kid. And then a whole class full of retired people learning how to watercolor. And it was the most amazing class I've ever been in because it wasn't like, okay, what are the requirements to get an A? It was like, and how do we do that? And how do we learn this? And they were there to learn the art. And I think, that's what I want. That's what I want to teach. I want to teach people who want to learn the art. And so that's kind of my goals.
Super exciting. I mean, the confidence that you've gained by the sounds of things in the last 6 months has been really extraordinary. Both confidence and it sounds to me a little bit like you've become a different person in regards to that I can do this in my own silo. I'm my own thing. Yeah, like you've changed remarkably, Kara.
I actually have. It's so funny because you wouldn't think you could change that much overnight, but I really feel like I did. So thank you for
fantastic.
That.
Fantastic. Oh, you're very welcome. It's been delightful to get to know you properly, and I'm so appreciative of you coming on the podcast today. So what other future plans, other than the course and looking to teach adults, have you got sort of a dream of what your studio might look like in the future?
Well, I think I always thought I would try online for a minute piano teaching, and then I would always go back to in-person. Because in-person is just, there's no substitute for in-person.
Right.
But I do think I might, as I go, I'm thinking I might have a little bit of a hybrid studio. I think there will be some online and I think there will be some in-person. And I'm really excited about the prospect of including a lot of technology in what I'm trying to do. And
you've got all the gear now.
Yeah, I know. I got to use it.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that. And I really like the idea of just branching out of the method books and just making this piano journey so much fun for these students, these kids, adults, whoever I end up teaching. And I know, instead of thinking, oh, that sounds too scary, now I'm like, oh, but I know where to go. I know where to go to find the answers. So that's exciting. I'm really looking
You're making me pumped. I'm looking forward to checking in another year with you, Cara, and seeing all the things that you've done.
Yeah.
What a wonderful story. And it's been just such fun to hear what you've been up to and how you've changed since you've been a member. I'm really delighted to hear that. So thank you very much. If people want to, do you have a website or anything or social? Where can people go if they want to connect with you?
Well, I have a website. It's called stayandplaypiano.com. So S-T-A-Y-N-P-L-A-Y, Stay and Play. So that's the name of my studio, is the Stay and Play Studio.
Love it. Remember that name.
Don't you love that, right?
I like it.
The website is relatively new, so it's not super full of information at this point, but it will be. So check
Stay
it out.
Stay tuned.
Yes, in the future.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks again, Cara. I really appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thank you.
I really hope you enjoyed today's interview and found it inspiring. During the discussion, Cara mentioned a number of benefits of being a Top Music Pro member, which I wanted to highlight quickly before we wrap things up. One of the simplest ways that members quickly recoup the cost of their membership each month is through our discounts. And we actually have over 40 exclusive discounts. And Cara mentioned two of them specifically, actually three. The first one was Tanara. Now, Tanara is one of the best apps to help with online teaching, as Cara mentioned, but also with generally tracking your students' practice and getting them communicating with each other and really creating that community vibe in your studio. And through our membership, you can get 25% off for the lifetime of your Tanara membership with our discount. Now, that is not available anywhere else, and it is 100% exclusive to us. So if you would like to get that, then that is one of the many discounts that we have available. Another one that she mentioned is the Sheet Music Plus and Music Notes discounts, with between 10 to 20% off all Sheet Music downloads for as long as you stay a member. This is a great way to save money. In fact, you can save hundreds of dollars a year on Sheet Music purchases alone. And we're also working right now on getting a discount for the Hal Leonard catalog through Sheet Music Direct too, so you can stand by on that one. And finally, you'll remember that Cara also mentioned our My Music Staff access too. So you can get 90 days of free access to My Music Staff to get all your systems set up. And it's the one I use for scheduling and automatically billing parents, so you don't have to worry about invoicing, which is just such a time drain for your studio. So go and jump on My Music Staff. As I said, we've got the discount code here that you can get 90 days to set it up, test it out, and I guarantee you're going to wonder why on earth you haven't used that software before. Now, if you'd like to grab access to all these discounts and experience what it was like for Cara to be a member, then make sure you jump in and grab that 14-day free trial that I'm offering right now to listeners of the podcast. And you need to take action now if you want to grab this. And you can do that at topmusic.co/Cara, K-A-R-A. I really hope you jump over there now. Well, I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'm Tim Topham, and you've been listening to The Topcast from topmusic.co. And I'll speak to you again next week. Bye-bye. For more information about this episode and to find out how to enhance your own teaching, visit topmusic.co. You'll find everything you need for your studio, from lesson plans to cheat sheets, quick win teaching ideas, and guides on how to build your teaching business. Plus, you'll be connected to a global community of the world's top music teachers. And when you're ready, join hundreds of other teachers around the world by becoming a Top Music Pro member and get access to all our bonus content and flagship courses. And don't forget to follow topmusic.co on social media and subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to it. That's all for today. We'll see you in the studio.